Watcher. It's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I pre-recorded the last couple of shows as I've been away on halls. Managed to find some new records, you'll be pleased to hear. But in that two-week period, we lost a number of jazzers. Let's remember them now.
Thank you.
five LPs called Playback Volumes 1 to 5 by the Jacques Lussier Trio were in everyone's record collection in the 60s. Jazz pianists had certainly interpreted the classics before Lussier, but he took it to a new level and made his career out of it, mainly Bach, but he also recorded works by Handel, Vivaldi, Ravel, Debussy, Beethoven, Mozart, Chopin, Satie and Schumann. But Bach was his first love. We heard Prelude No. 1, C minor, from Volume 1 of the Playback LPs, recorded in Paris, 1960, with Pierre Michelot bass and Christian Garros drums. We'll hear more from Lussier later in the show. He died in Blois, in the Loire Valley, aged 84, early March this year. Ed Bickert has been described as the greatest ever Canadian guitarist. Was I Remember You, recorded in Toronto, June 79. Actually, two guitarists, Sonny Greenwich, who I've always been meaning to play, and Ed Bickert, who died at the very end of Feb at the age of 86. In preparing for this show, I was pleased to discover, rediscover, I suppose, how many of Ed's albums I have, half or so as a leader and half as a sideman. Two of his regulars, both fellow Canadians, were on this recording date, Don Thompson bass and Terry Clark drums. Ed Bickert was a homebird by and large. Yes, he did some overseas travel, but largely remained in Canada and backed visiting American jazz stars when they toured there. And we'll hear an example of that later in the show. Here's Ethel Ennis.
In quiet nooks of brick and glass, the jazzy and the pseudo-hip folk pass. They spend their dough in lustful drink and adjust their attitudes to the slightly gay and the wide-eyed teen assume disguises to dig the scene, while the swaying group projects its soul in grooves of funk both new. While others drift in spheres unknown, they announce themselves with an occasional moan. While the till rings and the voice
from an RCA Victor LP called This Is Ethel Ennis, recorded August-September 63 in New York. Ethel was a rising star in the late 50s and an established name in the early 60s. She performed with Miles Davis, Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, John Coltrane, was on TV with Ellington, won the 1961 Playboy Jazz Poll for Best Female Singer, headlined at Newport, was friends with fellow Baltimorean Billie Holiday, and then suddenly became disillusioned with the music business and the so-called fame thing, and headed home to Baltimore and a quieter life. Ethel died in her hometown in February, aged 86. Here on Nightclub, she was backed by an orchestra led by Sid Feller, but there are no names of the individual musos here. Ethel's first album as a leader, featuring Hank Jones on piano, is wonderful. Can I find it now? Nope, but will eventually, and I'll play you something from it in a later week. Here's a very short part of a pop song. So, what was that snippet of the Ronettes' Be My Baby doing on our show? Yes, it was a top tenner in 63, but still, why on The Real Enjoyment of Jazz? Well, the reason is that that drum intro is often quoted as a pivotal moment in pop music and was part of Phil Spector's famous Wall of Sound. The drummer was Hal Blaine, who has just died, the most prolific ever session man. He was on over 35,000 songs. 150 of those were top 10 hits, and he worked with Elvis, Paul Simon, Sinatra, Ray Charles, Tina Turner, Beach Boys, Everly Brothers, and so on. He stood in for an unwell Sonny Payne in the Basie Band in 59. Basie was so impressed, he offered Blaine a full-time job. Sadly, there are no recordings of that Basie gig, so we had to make do with that intro. Blaine died in February at the age of 90 and was still gigging at 90. But we must go back to the real thing. Thank you. A long, long track, so sorry, but had to shorten it. A live gig at the Bourbon Street Jazz Club, Toronto, March 75. Yes, Mercer Ellington's classic song, Things Ain't What They Used To Be. Altoist Paul Desmond, instantly recognisable, isn't he? Desmond is the leader, with the rhythm section of Ed Bickert guitar, Don Thompson bass and Jerry Fuller drums. I let that song run on to catch all of Ed Bickert's solo. Wonderful. Here's Jacques Lussier again.
Thank you.
And more J.S. Bach, of course. Our last Jacques Lussier song earlier in the show was recorded in 1960. This is 50 years later. This Telarc album is called, appropriately, the 50th Anniversary Recordings. That was Partita in E Major. And with another 50 years' experience under his belt, it was just amazing. Vincent Charbonnier bass and André Arpino drums. So yes, we've certainly lost some very major talents in the last couple of weeks, sadly indeed. But their music lives on. Let's change styles. Thank you. Yes, a bit of a contrast to Jack Lussier. Brother Jack McDuff on his Hammond B3 is the leader on this June 69 recording date in Memphis, Tennessee. And that was a Brother Jack compo, The Vibrator. The album is called Down Home Style, and it is. The front cover photo shows a plate of food in a grubby diner. Ribs, collard greens, beans, corn on the cob, biscuits with black coffee. And, I must add, a bottle of hot spicy sauce. Jay Arnold was on tenor, Charlie Freeman guitar, no one knows the name of the guy on electric bass, Sammy Greason drums. Let's stay in this groove, quite literally. It's Feb 47, the month and year I was born. The other significant event of that month was this recording by Jack McVeigh and his Door Openers. Groove Juice, bracket, I Need It Bad, bracket. McVeigh tenor, Sammy Yates trumpet, Crow Khan piano, Gene Phillips guitar, Frank Clark bass, Rabon Tarrant played the drums and gave us that vocal. Very much a group in the Louis Jordan style, you'd think. In fact, it was Louis Jordan copying Jack McVeigh, literally, note for note sometimes. Jordan was with a bigger record label, Decca, and they pretty much forced McVeigh out of the all-important jukebox market and replaced his slots with Louis Jordan's copies. Yes, more R&B than jazz, but still fun. Well, I hope so. Let's go back to Paris.
Thank you.
Despite that raucous intro, it was a gentle rendition in parts of Billy Strayhorn's A Flower is a Lovesome Thing, but those raucous boys kept popping up to give us a very different take on the Strays' stalwart. This is another great Fresh Sound album. The Spanish label really does unearth lots of long-forgotten or even previously unissued material, rather like Sonorama of Germany or Resonance of the US. This is the French tenor man Guy Lafitte in Paris, September 59. It's described as a large orchestra featuring Lafitte tenor, Bernard Houlin trumpet, Claude Gousset trombone, Marshall Solal piano and arranger, I must add, and Christian Garros drums. I can only assume all the other musos weren't documented, or else Fresh Sounds would most certainly have listed their names. In 54, Lafitte was awarded the Prix Django Reinhardt as the best French soloist of that year by the impressive-sounding L'Académie du Jazz. And that's, by my rather low standards, a brilliant link to our next song. Without that big hint before that song, I'm not sure you'd have recognised the guitar playing of Django Reinhardt. Crackly old Parlophone LP, though. Sorry about all those pops and hisses. The LP is called Django in Rome, 49-50. Surprised to find him recording outside Paris. We heard Le Quintet du Hot Club de France, clumsy name, on Reverie by Claude Debussy. Recorded April-May 1950. André Echian, clarinet. Ralph Chacroun, piano. Alf Masselier, bass. And Roger Paraboschi, drums. And after that crackly old LP, let's come almost bang up to date. Thank you. And that's from a recently recorded Regina Carter album on the OK label. Well, recorded November 2016. It's entitled Ella, Accentuate the Positive. Ella Fitzgerald, obviously, and a huge influence on Regina. I'm not sure of Ella's connection to that Hoagy Carmichael song, though. Judy can only assume that Ella sang it a few times or lots. Regina, violin. Martin Sewell, guitar. Xavier Davis, piano, but he's on the Hammond B3 for some of this album. Chris Lightcap, bass, and Alvesta Garnett, drums and percussion. Next, our penultimate song, as I think we must end with another Jacques Lussier number. Here's another current recording. Think you'll love this. In that man,
I'm gonna take it with me when I go. I'm gonna take it with me.
Lovely, 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 lovely. This is the Lynn Ariel Trio on their very latest album. Recorded December 2017 and called Give Us These Days. There's a stunning version of Lennon McCartney's Let It Be, which I'll try and remember to play you next week. But for now, I chose the solitary vocal by the special guest Kate McGarry on Take It With Me. I love her voice. Lynn Ariel piano, Jasper Thompson bass, another Jasper, Jasper Van Hulten on drums. So it's Jacques Lussier again. Bach's Brandenburg Concertos this time. The Allegro from Concerto No. 2 in F major. Lussier piano, Benoît Denoyer de Segonsac bass, and André Arpino again on drums. Recorded in Paris, June-July 2006. A great Telarc album called Bach the Brandenburgs. Huge, huge thanks to Jacques, Ed, Hal and Ethel for their wonderful musical legacy, which will keep them with us forever. Thanks also to you for listening, and I really hope you'll be back with me, Mike Gwynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.